Baptism emblematic and embodiment of salvation.
There is no doubt that early Christians were baptized because they believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believing on his sacrifice meant identifying with it, the old man of sin dying on the cross with Christ. Their faith assured them the same Spirit who raised Christ from the dead would give them power over sin, so their repentance was not in vain. Contained within baptism are most aspects of salvation, including belief, repentance, trust, an assurance, commitment, an allegiance, and incorporation into Christian community. As J.I. Packer wrote, Christian baptism is a sign from God that signifies inward cleansing from sins. Acts 22:16. 1 Corinthians 6:11, Ephesians 5:25-27, Spirit-wrought regeneration and new life. Titus 3:5, and the abiding presence of God's Spirit as God's seal testifying and guaranteeing that one will be kept safe in Christ forever, 1 Corinthians 12:13, Ephesians 1:13-14. Baptism carries these meanings, because first and fundamentally it signifies union with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. Romans 6:3-7, Colossians 2:11-12, and this union with Christ is the source of every element in our salvation, 1 John 5:11-12. Stephen J. Whelan makes the case that baptism diminishes in importance as philosophical pluralism increases. A process, experts tell us, that does not necessarily lead to the abolition of God, but rather to his marginalization in all aspects of our lives. Thus, what is no longer central to us, and what no longer drives us to our knees, and out to the world, is the glory of God and the gospel. When the burning realities of the gospel are far from us, is it any wonder that baptism fades in its importance and significance? What does it mean to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? All that is contained in baptism and more.
Church people get saved.
Before psychology had become the explanation and answer for the human condition, there was a healthy debate regarding the claims of the born-again experience. Today, the presumption is, if there is a born-again experience, it's a wholly psychological process, with no influence from an outside force, that is, the Holy Spirit, and therefore, subject to the claims of science. It has not always been this way. Here's an excerpt from a book, written in 1910 by a secular social reformer on the changes in prisoners who'd been born again. The evidence for the reality of these immense changes in character is overwhelming, and the only point where the psychologists find themselves at issue, is the means by which they have been accomplished. Conversion is the only means by which a radically bad person can be changed into a radically good person. It produces not a change, but a revolution in character. It does not alter, it creates a new personality. Men who have been irretrievably bad, and under conversion, have become ardent savers of the lost, tell us, with all the pathetic emphasis or their inexpressible and impenetrable discovery, that in the change that overcame them, they were conscious of being born again.